Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What is an anti-dumping policy? Wow, great one. When looking at the crypto space, sometimes you'll hear the phrase anti-dumping policy. So let's talk about it and make sure you're up to speed. Some cryptocurrencies enforce anti-dumping policies, which are intended to prevent investors from falling victim to pump and dumps. Pumping occurs when a whale takes a large position, often publicly and solely to increase the price, before selling the entire position for a large profit or dumping it. These are common in the crypto space, and a recent example was the Squid token. Investors found they couldn't sell their tokens even as the price soared due to the anti-dumping policy. Specifically, participants could only buy Squid, and as the price skyrocketed, developers took the opportunity to dump and sell all their tokens. But some tokens enforce more sophisticated anti-dumping protection. They have strict rules governing how much of the total supply can be bought or sold at a single time. The idea of these policies is to ensure that whales can't disrupt genuine investors in these tokens. Still, other tokens enforce policies that aren't targeted at the investor, but rather the token's supply. One approach is a buyback, which lowers the number of tokens in circulation over time. The goal of such a policy is to increase token value over time due to speculation, media buzz, and lowered supply. In general, while buying and holding is a low-risk approach, you do need to know what you're holding and avoid meme or hot coins promoted by a social media influencer.
Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.